Leafwood Audio presents Daring Faith, Meeting Jesus in the Book of John by Randy Harris, co-authored and narrated by Greg Taylor. Dedication for our dads, Cecil Harris and Terrell Taylor. Introduction. I would like to acknowledge my four writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Bishop Fulton J. Steen, 1895 to 1979. The purpose of this book is to inspire you to daring faith by meeting Jesus in the Book of John. We do this by entering into stories and teachings of Jesus, as well as events of his crucifixion and resurrection, then issue you a series of dares. We recommend you read the book and watch the companion videos with others, including those who believe, those who doubt, and those who do not believe in Jesus. In the book, you will find us writing in the plural, we, with a few exceptions, such as sidebars that we sign with Randy or Greg. This is the second video and book we've produced together in which Randy talks and Greg writes. Our overall goal is to bring resources for churches in which disciples can grow deeper in love with Jesus and get serious about living his teachings. A man walked into a library to return a book. The librarian asked if the book had been good. "Definitely not the best book I've ever read on the subject," said the man. "So you've read a lot on the subject?" asked the librarian. "No," said the man. "This book is the first." Better books on the Gospel of John already exist, and this may be your first book to read on John. Still, we make no assumptions that this will be the best book you've read on the subject. Our aim is to help inspire daring faith in Jesus. If we succeed in our aim, please pass the word along to friends, family, and enemies. We believe this book is going to inspire you, but not like typical Christian inspirational books. We are teachers and preachers, so our book is not just a good read to motivate you to live your dreams. Instead, we're interested in all of us learning how to read the Bible to discover God's dreams for the world. So we want to see you increase your skills in reading the Bible with sound logic, imagination, joy, and obedience. Yes, you can find more comprehensive books on John, and this is not a commentary or an exhaustive book that details every verse of John. If you want that, then get Raymond Brown's 2-volume anchor commentary on the Gospel of John. It's so exhaustive that it will also double as a booster chair for your 3-year-old at the table. Raymond Brown died in 1998, but his monumental work has influenced nearly everyone who teaches on the Gospel of John. One of our favorite books by Brown is a more compact and humorous, A Retreat with John the Evangelist. We'd like this to be the most practical book you've ever read on the Gospel of John. So we are approaching John as we did the Sermon on the Mount in our previous book and DVD set, Living Jesus. The companion video, also titled Daring Faith, is a dozen short segments you can watch in a group, church, or with your family. The chapters in the book match the segments of the video, but you will find extra content in the book. Have you ever played the childhood game Truth or Dare? With each story or teaching segment, we offer you a series of activities in the form of truths and dares. Similar to the game, we'll ask some questions to draw out truths from each of the chapters we cover in John, and dare you to live them. We won't dare you to do anything we wouldn't do. We take the Bible and the teachings of Jesus seriously, but we try not to take ourselves too seriously. As cliche as that sounds, we challenge you to do the same. Take the Bible seriously, and yourself less seriously. The questions in the Truth and Dare section of each chapter come from the Discovery Bible Study Method, a basic inductive Bible study that emphasizes prayer, thanksgiving, reading the text, and asking good questions in community, obeying and sharing with others what you've experienced. One good resource for Discovery Bible Study is Kevin King at nycinternationalproject.org. The best way to understand a book of the Bible is not to read our book. The best way to understand the Gospel of John is to read the Gospel of John. So our introductory dare is for you to read the book of John. Many of us try to understand bits and pieces of the Bible. A teaching here, a sermon there, a book like this. And we often neglect to read the Bible text well. We dare you to read the entire Gospel of John. First, skim all 21 chapters of John briskly, and don't get bogged down. Get a feel for the way the story is structured, the order, the teachings, and action. If this book does what it's supposed to, you will read the Gospel of John more than our book, and we'll do our best to guide you in further readings of particular stories. These readings will help you enter the stories of men and women who meet Jesus in the book of John. This book is about daring faith in the God who became one of us. The goal of this book will be fulfilled when you risk your life in daring faith in the person of Jesus Christ as he has been revealed in the Gospel of John.